Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of This Expat Life. My name is Amanda Maxime, and in This Expat Life, I share practical tips, I share very personal stories, and I interview other experts and expats about what you can do to live your best expat life wherever you go. And today I'm going to make it very practical. I'm going to share something that I've been doing for the last months or even a couple of years ago as well, that has really helped me to stay grounded, to stay focused, to keep my emotions high, and to really connect with myself. And this practice has been really useful for the times that I am traveling or when there's just a lot going on in my life. And I can't wait to share it with you, because if I know you a little, my dear listener, you are probably living a very busy life abroad. You have a demanding career that you want to excel in. You want to maintain your social life back home in the best way possible. You also want to build a whole new social life in the host country. You probably want to make most of your time abroad as well. So you're just very busy on the weekends, in the evenings, trying to do as many exciting things as you can. And then I haven't even started talking about like maintaining your health. So you want to exercise, eat healthy. Maybe you want to develop yourself a bit further with a study or coaching. I know all these things take a lot of your time. And so naturally, especially if you are like my high achieving expats that I coach, you tend to stay a lot in your head. You're basically always on. So what I'm going to share today will hopefully help you with that as well. But first, a little update. I am again in a new Airbnb. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the background. With every new Airbnb, I have to say I upgraded a little bit. And this time I definitely splurged on this Airbnb. If you are on my airmail list, you already know what I'm talking about. But I just came back from a trip to Arizona, which was absolutely amazing. And when I returned, I had the option to either stay in the Airbnb that I was staying in before or to find a new one. And in the last Airbnb, I stayed for about 2 months, nearly 2 months. And already after a week or so, I realized, okay, this is definitely not going to be my next Airbnb as well. I'm going to change. And that was due to the fact that I just wasn't sleeping there. In fact, I haven't been sleeping well at all since arriving in Rio 3.5 months ago. It got better now, thank God. And I think I shared about this in a previous episode, that it's just so incredibly noisy here. Rio is a very loud city. And in my previous episodes, whenever I was editing, I could hear street noises in the recording as well, which never happens in the Netherlands. There are cars honking all the time, motors passing by. The cars and the motors are really old, so the sound is just really bad. People yell all the time just because they're super loud here. There's music going on, there are fireworks at night, and even roosters in the morning, yes, in Rio. So I wasn't sleeping very well. I'm a very light sleeper, and every little noise woke me up. So before Arizona, I was looking at new Airbnbs because I realized I really need to move, because if I'm not sleeping well, I'm going to suffer. And if I suffer, well, I was already suffering, my business is going to suffer. And that's not a cost I want to pay. So I need to invest in my health. I need to get better sleep. So I was browsing through the Airbnbs that were available, and I had a budget of around, I think it was 1100 euros. And all that I could find were similar apartments in the same sort of neighborhood, which was fine, by the way, that neighborhood. I really loved that. I was on the eastern part of Ipanema. But the apartments were all the same building style. Just a crappy apartment. It didn't look very nice. It wasn't this super inspiring environment. Or it was full of things, full of furniture and other decoration, which always really takes away my focus. And I work a lot from home. And another annoying part, they all had this old-fashioned air conditioning. So in Rio, you find a lot of old-school air conditioning, which is just built in the wall. And I don't mind that construction at all, but these old ones make a lot of noise. And that kept me up at night as well. Unfortunately, it didn't block all the noises from the street, so I just had two sources of noise coming at me all the time. And I knew I can't deal with that anymore, so I need to find something better. I need to find something that looks cleaner, that is cleaner, and that is more quiet. But in that budget of 1100 euros, which is not a very small budget, I have to say, I couldn't find any other type of apartment in Ipanema. And that was a very strong requirement that I had. I wanted to stay in Ipanema because I really love this neighborhood and I feel safe here and I know my way around here. And it's just a beautiful neighborhood close to the beach with a lot of beautiful trees. So I love walking around here. And so I increased my budget a little bit just to see what else was available. And the next tier that I found was like 14, 15, 1600 euros. And I saw a beautiful apartment for, I think it was 1400 euros plus electricity bills. And I thought, you know what? Fuck it. I just need to do it because I need better sleep. So here I am in my new apartment, which I absolutely love. I pay around in total, I think it's going to be 1450 euros a month, which is quite expensive given that I still have living costs from back home. But I realized this is worth it. So I can now actually calculate how much better sleep is worth to me. And that is 450 euros a month. And it's already been paying off. When I first arrived here after my trip to Arizona, I was a bit like, ooh, Amanda, isn't this a bit too much? Isn't it way too big and too fancy for what you really need? You can do with smaller. You only have two suitcases here. But the next morning when I woke up, I was like, yes, this was the right move. Because in the first three and a half months of my time here, on average, I slept 5.5 to 6 hours, which is not a lot. And you can do with those hours of sleep if you have good quality, deep sleep. But I didn't have that. I still don't, if I'm honest. So as I said, I'm a very light sleeper. So my deep sleep, I'm lucky if I get an hour a night. And that's really not a lot. That is basically the minimum. And usually it's much lower than that. So if you have that little amount of deep sleep and very short sleep in general, you don't wake up feeling refreshed. And after my first night here, I slept 7 hours and I had an hour of deep sleep. And so I could tell the difference right away. And I've been here now for a full week. I'm feeling much more relaxed, much more rested, and just simply much happier because I'm in a really nice Airbnb that also looks clean, is clean, and that is just a really nice place to be in. I've said it before, your environment really determines how you feel for a large part, so it's wise to invest in your environment, even if that is 450 euros a month extra. I'll just find a way to make it back. Anyway, that is not what I wanted to talk about today. Today I wanted to share something that has been really working for me. Because like I said, I'm traveling a lot, I am moving Airbnb all the time, and honestly, my life in the last few years, or even decade, I guess, or even longer, I've always moved around, it has always been hectic, there was always a lot going on, and my circumstances were always changing. And I realized that I needed some sort of tool or a practice to stay grounded, to stay more connected to myself, and to feel that steadiness inside. And to not get like pushed over by all these changing circumstances all the time. Because probably like you, I tend to stay a lot in my head. So if there's a lot going on in my life, there's also a lot going on in my head. And then I don't sleep well, I am more stressed, I'm more distracted. So I needed something to ground me. And the solution that I found, and I hope this works for you as well, is to create a strong morning practice. Now, I'm a morning person, so this naturally works for me. But maybe if you are an afternoon or an evening person, you can find a ritual that is more for those times of the day. But for me, the morning works really well. And I started doing this when I was living in Brazil as a diplomat. And I remember I was traveling so much. There was one time, a period of 2 months. And in that period, I was only in the office for 8 days. All the other days I was traveling. And so I realized I need to do something to calm my mind. I need to do something so I can feel grounded. And like many other people, I started meditating. Now, I had started doing this on and off for a couple times already, but it never really stuck with me. It was hard to get this habit locked in. And so what I started doing back then was, upon waking, I would immediately get out of bed and meditate for 5 or 10 or 15 minutes, depending on what kind of meditation I was doing or how I was feeling. And doing this right away after waking up, I was eliminating some negotiation power for myself. because I know myself. I tend to want to get out of these things. I don't like doing things that don't make me happy. So I find excuses for myself. And if I were to do meditation once a day without specifying it throughout the day, I would just delay it and delay it because other things would take preference. And so it was really hard for me to stick with it. And in Brazil, I decided, you know what, I'm going to start with it right away after waking up. And then it kind of becomes a habit that is tied to waking up. It becomes part of my morning practice. And I started doing that and doing that. And the first, 2 weeks or so, every time I would sit in front of my little altar that I had created with beautiful crystals, I would just be like, why am I doing this? It is still dark outside. I was actually getting up early because I wanted to work on my own side projects and I didn't want to start the day with just my formal job. So it was really early and I was like, why am I doing this? But after about 2 weeks or so, the habit got locked in. I wasn't asking myself that question anymore. I wasn't negotiating with myself. I would just simply sit at my little altar and start meditating. And after a while, this practice turned into a sort of holy ritual of me time. It was like a certain part of me or in space or in time where no one else could come. It would just be for me. And it was so nice to be in that space that I actually started craving it every time that I woke up. I didn't want to postpone it. I didn't want to avoid it. I didn't want to negotiate if I was going to do it. I just wanted to be in that space again. And this is really what meditation can do for you. And for some reason, when I wasn't able to practice this, I was only doing this on weekdays, by the way, I would feel an absence in my morning. I didn't start it off right. So that was the start of my morning practice. But I don't know what happened. I think life just happened. There was a lot going on in my last few months or year in Brazil. And I kind of stopped doing it. I think I stopped doing it after I was traveling a lot, which is ironic, given that I started this ritual because I was traveling so much. Anyway, I abandoned the habit. And just about, I guess it was 6 or 9 months ago, maybe even longer, I realized again, I need something in the morning to ground me. This was fall 2023. I was in the Netherlands. There was a lot going on again in my life, a lot of personal things that threw me a little bit off course. I was working way too much and I was mentally struggling a bit also because it was fall in the Netherlands. I kind of felt stuck in The Hague where I was living. And this was just before or after I took the decision to leave for Rio, but I still had to wait a couple of months till that was happening. And I realized, you know what, I'm struggling and I need something again that I can hold on to, a habit that is mine and helps me to stay grounded, focused and happy. So I started implementing a morning practice again. And in this episode, I want to share with you how my morning practice looks now, just so that it can serve as inspiration for you. Now, I want to note that this morning practice changes all the time for me. A couple years ago, it was just meditation. Now it's a little bit different, but I'm sure that in another year from now, I will have something new added to it or I've completely changed it again. So it is not set in stone, and this is precisely why it suits me so well. And so this morning practice that I currently have actually starts the evening before. Because I'm a very light sleeper, I have come to learn that I need to create a certain environment that allows me to sleep better. So that means, and this always makes me really sad, but no phone at least half an hour, but preferably an hour, before going to bed. For a long time, I wasn't sleeping with my phone in my bedroom. It was in another room and I had my Fitbit to wake me up in the morning as an alarm, which works wonderfully, by the way. And this really created a lot of more rest for me during the night. But somehow I lost this habit as well when I moved to Brazil. I came here with a jet lag. I was awake in the middle of the night and I just grabbed my phone in my studio. I didn't have another room. For entertainment, for distraction, while I couldn't sleep. And this turned into a new habit as well. So before I knew it, I was sleeping with my phone next to me all the time, especially also because I was traveling a lot. So in a hotel room or somewhere else where I was staying, it would just be right on the night table. and it has been affecting my sleep, so this wasn't ideal anymore. And for my morning practice to really work, I need to do it without my phone present. So what I've started doing again since arriving in this new Airbnb was going back to all the things that worked well for me, and that was starting the evening before with putting my phone away. I then go to bed and read a little bit and I fall asleep. So how I wake up and how my morning practice looks is the following. And I actually have two practices. I have one daily one and one extra ritual on Monday. I don't know why, I just love starting the week really well. I love Mondays, I love the start of a new month, of a new year. And so I use the Monday to add a little extra to it to set an intention for the week as well. So my daily practice at the moment is incredibly simple. It involves usually just one element, and that is that I visualize my future self. So whereas normally I would go meditate, I now stay in bed, I close my eyes again without falling asleep, and I visualize my future self. I visualize me somewhere in the future that I currently dream of. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before in previous episodes, but especially if you are a former coachee of mine or you've done one of my courses, I always talk about visualizing your future self because it's such a powerful tool to get closer to your goals and to the things that you dream of. Because what happens when you visualize is that you tell your brain something. Your brain apparently doesn't know the difference between what's real and what's not real, what is part of your imagination. And so you can feed it with the things that you want to have. Now, what we are often not aware of is that we feed our brain a lot of garbage throughout the day anyway, with negative thoughts or worrying or anxiety or thinking about the past and all the mistakes that we made. And obviously, that's not really going to help you to get much farther. And you can also feed it with something positive. And one way to do that is to visualize something good. Now, I've heard that a lot of top athletes do the same thing. So basketball players, they visualize shooting the ball through the hoop. And what I've read is that there was scientific research that actually shows that those who visualized the shooting, or maybe it was another sports, I don't remember, but those who visualized actually had a higher chance of succeeding, of winning, and of making that goal or that point. And this wonderful practice is not just reserved for top athletes, it can also be done for us normal people. And so I already started doing a lot of visualization of my future self through guided meditations, or sometimes I would just sit for it, or especially when I'm traveling, I start writing about it, or I just close my eyes and I let myself daydream. And it comes really easily to me. And I know not everyone is very visual, but I think this is something you can practice. And what I started doing in the morning was, instead of meditating, I would just visualize my future self because it was more fun. And I also really felt a need for it, because when I looked around in my life, I wasn't very happy with what I saw. I saw a lot of the things that kept me stuck, and there were some painful things going on, and I was just not entirely happy. And so those 5 or 10 minutes, or sometimes even half an hour in the morning with my eyes closed, just visualizing my future self, made me really happy. And this is what visualization of your future self does, because you see yourself in the future that you desire. And so naturally, this will make you feel excited, happy, confident, hopeful, whatever feelings you will generate with it. And to start your day with those feelings is incredibly powerful. So not only are you telling your brain that this is a possibility or even a reality for you, you're also feeding yourself with all these wonderful feelings. And this sets the tone for the rest of the day. So I started doing this more and more until I realized this has become a new morning practice. And now I do this all the time. Not every day, I think it's about 4 times a week that I do this, usually on weekdays. But I wake up and I just stay in bed with my eyes closed. I tend to open my arms with my hand palms up as if I'm like receiving. I like to be in a different posture than as if I'm sleeping, just to make that difference for my body. And I just visualize. And often very similar images come up, and sometimes it is very new. But what is most important that is that I block any thoughts that come, because, you know, my to-do list also pops up in my head in the morning. And sometimes I get distracted and I start thinking about that. But I always kindly guide myself back to that visualization. And I just let myself daydream about all the things that I see. I don't really push it any direction. Some things just come up. And like I said, it sets the tone for the day. So this morning, I saw my future self. I often fly business class in my visualizations, but this morning I was somewhere and I was on the phone making some really big decisions while a personal assistant handed me some papers and I needed to give her some guidance on it. And I was just really at a high level playing. I really felt that vibe and I loved it. And so what I do with my visualizations, I really indulge in it. I make it bigger. I really feel all the feels because I want to absorb that in my body. And I just do this for 10 minutes or so and then I leave it, because I can do this for an hour, but at some point I need to get up and do some work. And then something that I've started doing as well is asking myself, okay, that person of my visualization, what can I do today to become her? What was she doing that I can implement in the here and now as well, today or this week? And these can be things like habits, but also the way that she dresses, or just the way that she feels and thinks. And so this morning, I saw someone who was really calmly in control. She didn't feel rushed. She didn't feel under pressure of making these big decisions. She was just calmly playing at that high level. And it was a perfect visualization for today. And I didn't push for this in any way. But today I had a super, super long to-do list. And like I said, I tend to go to my head and I tend to get very rushed and get a little bit anxious, and then I just work. And so throughout the day, as I was going through my to-do list and I felt that tendency coming up again, I remembered my visualization and I felt her again, the future me. And I just felt like, no, I'm in control, I'm playing at a high level, and I'm calm. These things don't bother me. These are just to-dos that I can easily take off by just staying focused. So this is how I use my visualization throughout the day as well. Now, I've played around with it because a couple of weeks ago when I was still sleeping with my phone in my bedroom, I also played music with it because I just really love music. And I listen to music all the time when I'm running, when I'm traveling, when I'm in the shower. And I loved adding a few songs to my morning practice as well. And always the same song, so that whenever I heard them, this would immediately propel me into that imaginary world that I love so much. But since I'm not sleeping with my phone anymore, I stopped doing that because I also don't want to get out to grab my phone. So this is something that you can easily do as well. And if you're not good at visualizing, try adding some elements that make it easier for you. Maybe you want to create a vision board using images from magazines or something digitally, and you just look at that vision board in the morning. Or maybe if you like audio more, you can also record yourself once while you are stating things about your vision. So you make that about the here and now in the present tense. So you can say, I'm so grateful that I am here doing this, blah, blah, blah. I'm so excited about, and then some other things in the future, after the future. And you can say something for 5 minutes or so. And then every morning you just listen to your own audio. Your brain takes that in as well. So find out what works for you. And then there's something else that I did for a while before the visualization part and that I now do usually on Mondays. I stopped doing it because it took quite some time. So now I just do it on Mondays. But that is that I do a certain visualization about my ancestors. And this comes from systemic work, where you basically visualize your system, your family system. I've done this the first time with my coaching training, and I really loved it, especially that since both my parents and all my grandparents passed away, I don't have them physically in this world anymore. So I love visualizing all of them together in my head to stay connected to my roots. And so in this exercise or visualization, I'm standing somewhere and then I first feel my dad appearing on my right behind me, and then later my mom on my left behind me. This is the systemic order. And then after that, I imagine my grandparents from my father's side standing behind him, and then the grandparents from my mother's side standing behind her. And then I visualize their parents standing behind them, and then their parents. And I have never met these people. I don't know how they look, my great-grandparents and above them. But I just visualize that they are standing there, and I'm not looking at them. In my imagination, I'm just looking in front of me, and my entire family is standing behind me. And this already feels like such a great support. And then what I often do is that I, in my imagination, turn around, look at my father, look at my mother, and then walk past everyone to go to source. Now, this is a very vague concept, and you can color it in according to your liking, but I walk slowly past all these people in my family system. I look them all in the eye, and then I go to source, which for me is always like a ball of energy, but it can be God as well, or the universe, or whatever you believe in or want to believe in. And there I pick up something. So sometimes I pick up a certain energy that I need. Sometimes I pick up a certain quality that I can embody a little bit more. Whatever I feel I need for the coming week. And so I engage with that colored energy for a while. And I imagine that I absorb everything that I need for the coming week from source. And then having absorbed all that energy or qualities, I then walk back and I feel my entire system of family members closing again right behind me until I'm back in the front and both my parents are standing behind me, and I feel everyone's support now also with this energy of source that I've tapped into. And this is such a powerful way to start your day, because I always really feel supported and so strong and so strongly rooted that it really helps me to go for the week, really. Now, I've done this exercise already with a couple of coaches, and everyone always loved it. And I'm thinking maybe I should create a meditation out of it and just make it available for anyone who wants to purchase it for 10 euros or so, because it can be really a powerful tool, even when you are not on good terms with your parents or some of your family members. So that's the thing I do on Mondays. It's the ancestor visualization, then it's my future self visualization, and to round it up, I pull a tarot card. I was gifted once a set of tarot cards and I loved it. I'm not a big believer in them and I don't do any readings or so, but the only habit I have is that I pull a tarot card every Monday. And what is really funny is that I always tend to get the same tarot cards. I think there are 84 cards, if I'm not mistaken, or 78, something like that. And I think there are at least 30 that I've never drawn before. So I tend to pick the same ones over and over again, or I tend to pick the ones that really resonate with what I was feeling just before drawing one. And I just look at the image for my own interpretation, and then afterwards, when I make it out of the bedroom, I look at my phone to see the meaning of it by specialist. And I always try to apply it to my life. So I use the cards really just to get a different perspective on the things that are going on for me. And I really love this because it helps me to think outside of the box for a little bit, or to take in a different perspective, a different way of looking at things. So that's what I do. And then physically, I move a little bit just to wake up my body. And then it's finally time for me to open my phone, which has always been on flight mode, or at least the internet out and there's screen time on. So I don't wake up with a lot of messages. And I try to keep that for a little bit. Right now I can manage 5 minutes, but I think I need to increase this to half an hour or so. But I do open my phone to see, to read the tarot reading, but also just to check up on my messages. And this is a part that I might want to change a little bit because, and maybe you recognize this living abroad as well, there are currently 5 hours of time difference with my family and friends and most of my clients back home in Europe. And so when I wake up to a lot of messages and emails and things going on. And this right away puts my nervous system on, and my head goes on. And this is not something that I love. And I remember this from Brazil when I was working at the embassy, that every time I would wake up, I would have so many personal messages. And then arriving at work, I would have so many emails, and that would color my day. So I think what I'm going to do from now on is to wait at least 20 minutes to really start the day in my own presence, on my terms, and to not get swamped with other people's priorities or other people's drama or things going on or whatever they want from me. And also the good stuff, by the way. But you don't really have control over that. So I think that's what I'm going to do now as well. So just to summarize, my morning practice starts the evening before with locking away my phone and calming down my mind so I can get a good night of sleep and rest. And then in the morning, I wake up. On Mondays, I do my ancestors visualization and I also pull tarot card. And all the other days, I just do the future me visualization. And that is basically just 10 minutes laying down, visualizing my future self and totally indulging in that experience. If you've never tried this, let me tell you, give it a go. It is wonderful to connect more with that future you who has everything that the current you now dreams of. Just to imagine that you have all those things, whether that's a relationship, a family, a business, a promotion, travel, flying business class or a personal assistant, it doesn't really matter. Just imagining those things, it's gonna unlock something in you and that sets the tone for the rest of the day. Now, I would love to hear from you. Do you have a morning ritual? And if so, how does it look for you? Just to get some inspiration for myself again. I think what I'm gonna do is not only extending the phone free time, but also adding some meditation again, because there's just a lot going on in my head. And I think it will be good for me to have that quiet space in my head as well. So let me know what you are doing either in the Q&A section, if you're listening to this on Spotify, or by leaving a comment on YouTube, or by sending me a DM on Instagram or LinkedIn. I really love talking to you guys, so please feel free to send me a message. My digital door is always open for you. And if you don't have a morning ritual or morning practice, but this episode has inspired you to start with one, maybe with the things that I just described, let me know how it goes for you. I would really love to hear. Thanks so much for listening and talk to you soon. Bye-bye.